From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. and Russia have brokered a localized 48-hour ceasefire over the embattled Syrian city of Aleppo, where fighting has left nearly 300 civilians dead in the past 2 weeks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Wednesday said that applies to all parts of Syria.
We expect all the parties to the cessation of hostilities to fully abide by the renewed cessation in Aleppo. That means the regime and the opposition alike. And we also expect them to live by the cessation throughout the country, pursuant to the terms that were arrived at and agreed upon in Munich in February of this year.
Meanwhile, the UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, Jeffrey Feltman, addressed an emergency session of the UN Security Council on Syria Wednesday, saying the truce in Aleppo is urgent.
Aleppo is increasingly becoming a shell of what it once was. Government aerial bombardment of the city over the last 2 weeks represents some of the worst of the war. Opposition shelling of government-controlled neighborhoods has also led to death and destruction. There's a clear danger that these attacks and counterattacks would continue to escalate and even spread beyond Aleppo.
The recent upsurge in fighting has halted progress in reaching a political agreement between the government and opposition. Meanwhile, rebel commanders are accusing Russian artillery units of being part of the fighting for control of Aleppo. UN and local officials say machete-wielding attackers killed at least 16 villagers during a nighttime assault Tuesday on a village in eastern Beni territory of North Kivu province and Democratic Republic of Congo. The Center of Study for the Promotion of Peace, Democracy, and Human Rights said the suspects were likely linked to the Allied Democratic Forces, a rebel group which has its origin in Uganda. This is VOA News. A U.S. Navy SEAL team member killed Tuesday when Islamic State fighters punched through Kurdish lines in northern Iraq was part of a quick reaction force sent to help other U.S. troops trapped in the offensive. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said the incident occurred in the town of Tel Shkouf, north of Mosul.
So in this case, the enemy was able to very covertly assemble enough force, which included these several truck bombs, some bulldozers, and then, of course, their infantry. And they were able to punch through the Kurdish line there and really sprint towards Tal Escaf, which was their objective. And all this happened while our advise and assist team happened to be in that village just doing their duties.
The Navy identified the lone casualty as Special Warfare Operator First Class Charles Keating IV, a 31-year-old with previous experience in Iraq and Afghanistan. Russia says it will deploy three divisions of troops along its western and southern borders to counter NATO's increasing buildup in Eastern Europe. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said this week NATO's considering stationing a force of about 4,000 troops in Poland and the three Baltic states and a U.S. armored brigade that will be sent to Eastern Europe. The European Commission has unveiled details of a plan to deal with a growing migrant refugee crisis brought on by war and poverty elsewhere. The European Commission Vice President Frans Timmermans said Wednesday it includes a fairness mechanism requiring nations to accept a set number of refugees or pay a fine.
Whenever a member state has to face a disproportionate number of asylum applications, responsibility for new applicants of all nationalities will be transferred to other member states. Once the pressure is relieved, that member state will again take responsibility for new applicants. All member states will be required to contribute and show solidarity.
The plan has drawn immediate fire from Central and Eastern European countries that have defied previous calls from the EU for all members to accept a share of refugees. Thousands of fans of the late Congolese singer Papa Wemba Wednesday paid their final respects ahead of his burial in Democratic Republic of Congo. One of those, George Makuna, who owns the cemetery where the singer is buried, called him a revisionist and pioneer in rumba music. The 67-year-old king collapsed and died last month during a performance in Ivory Coast. Egyptian journalists are calling for the dismissal of the country's interior ministry following a police raid and arrest of two journalists, the two detained over allegations they called for anti-government protests. In U.S. economic news, companies added jobs last month at their slowest pace in 3 years, following the loss of thousands of manufacturing positions and weak hiring. Meanwhile, the government said American workers were less productive in the first quarter of the year, but the U.S. trade deficit narrowed sharply in March. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.